In modern trains, do they have firemen on staff?
No. Firemen were only assigned to steam locomotives. It takes two crew members to operate a steam locomotive. That would be an engineer and a fireman. With the modern diesel electrics, they require one person, which is an engineer.
And why would a fireman be important on an old steam locomotive?
Well, a fireman is makes sure that there is a fire in the firebox rather than putting out fires. The fireman's job is to regulate the amount of water and steam required to operate a steam locomotive.
So it's a kind of opposite of what a fireman's function would normally be. You're the keeper of the fire.
Keeper of the fire. That would be a...
And yep. How'd you get the job to do that?
Well, I'm a UP employee, and I have 37 years with the company, and I submitted a letter of intent. And luckily, I got hired for a fireman position on the crew.
Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah. Always having fun. This has actually upgraded my job, so to speak, to be a part of the crew.
What's your favorite part?
Well, I like sitting in the seat and being a fireman. It can be very stressful at times if things are not going my way. But everything in general is a great day.
You say you're from Cheyenne?
Yes, I'm from Cheyenne.
So I guess being on the crew of Union Pacific, you get to go all over the place, though, right?
Anywhere the Union Pacific has tracks, we can go, yes.
And what is the route that this one is going?
Our destination is Sedalia for this trip. We're going to be gone for 17 days.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of it? When was this guy built?
Okay, our steam locomotive is part of the Challenger series. They built 105. There are two remaining, this one and one in a park in North Platte, Nebraska. It is a step down from the Big Boy. Everybody seems to know what the Big Boy is. It looks like a Big Boy, but it's not. It was built in 1943, so it is considered a modern steam locomotive. It was built in the days when steam was going away.
When did these start getting pulled off the tracks for more modern inventions?
Yeah, that depended on different areas of the United States. In Cheyenne itself, 1958, in the fall of 1958, was when steam went away almost entirely. Other railroads converted to diesel electric prior to that, I'll say within one or two or three years.
What's the significance of the names on the sides of all the cars?
Well, names of people could be executives, past executives of the Union Pacific Railroad. Some of them are passenger train routes, like, say, the Portland Rose. Not with us, but we do have a car called the Portland Rose, which was a route. And what we see here, the majority of these cars are our support equipment. And this car, for instance, is called the Reed Jackson. He was a conductor, passenger conductor with us for quite a few years, just recently passed away. The next car up is the Lynn Nystrom. He passed away earlier this year as well. So Reed Jackson was a conductor. Mr. Nystrom was an engineer, fireman. He took care of the concessions car. He was a very key person to the crew.
You've been hearing from many old timers come through and look at these and reminisce?
Oh, yes. A lot of old timers come around. They definitely all have a story. I like hearing the stories. And a lot of little kids. Surprisingly, the little kids really know a lot about steam, and probably because of Thomas the Tank and through the movies.
Any stories about when Truman came through on his presidential campaign? None of those yet?
Not yet, no.
What else can I ask you about? What's the one or two things that people looking at this should pay attention to, or what's unique and really amazing about this guy?
Well, the locomotive itself is the largest steam locomotive, the largest operating steam locomotive in the world. And there's only, of course, two of those left. Some people have never seen a locomotive this big. It is a high-speed freight locomotive. The cars themselves were built in the 60s and early 70s. And a lot of people do like to ask about the names of the cars, why they have particular names and so forth.
So this is a passenger train?
Passenger train, yes. Our top speed for passenger trains on the main line is 79 mile an hour. This locomotive is capable of that. Our other locomotive, which we have in Cheyenne, is the UP-844, which is a passenger locomotive and is capable of speeds of up to 110 miles an hour. I have seen both of these up to 85.
The steam locomotive, obviously, I guess they were used to pull freight and passengers.
Yes.
And what was their average speed if they were pulling either back in the day?
Well, the speeds, I think, a long time ago were actually not as high as they are now, so 40 to 50 mile an hour. A lot depends on the railroad, part of the country, like through Nebraska, wide open spaces, you know, you can easily get run everything up to 79 mile an hour and higher with passenger trains. I've heard stories where passenger trains may be running a little late, so the engineer had the authority to run faster than 79 mile an hour to be able to keep a schedule.
And where does this train stop and stay, the locomotive?
The locomotive resides in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Cheyenne, during the days of steam, was the largest repair facility of its kind on the Union Pacific Railroad. It used to have 300 employees per shift that worked in the back shop and in the roundhouse. We currently house two working steam locomotives, and then we have two or three other locomotives, one for parts for the 844. Another one is was made in the early 20s, and it's not functional, but it's a neat piece to see, and it's the only one left in the world.
So folks who don't get an opportunity to come by and take a look at this while it's here in the middle of Missouri, they'll have to go to Cheyenne?
That's correct, unless we're out somewhere else and they can see us in action along from the highway.
Is that program, are you going to keep taking it around? Or you said it lives in Cheyenne, but is this an ongoing program to take it around?
Yes. Actually, what we are is a public relations tool for the Union Pacific Railroad. They like what we do. Next year and the year after, I've been told that we're going to have more trips, going to be busier. And anywhere on the Union Pacific is where we can go. People or organizations, they will submit requests for us, for showing for us to come to their town. People in Omaha at headquarters, they will whittle down trips, places where we can go, and then prior to the trips of that current year, then they'll decide routes and where we can go.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add?
Well, so far we've had a great turnout here. And everybody's been happy. Everybody that comes to see us is always happy. So we appreciate people coming and try to answer everybody's questions and accommodate everybody.